Insurance.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, it's Super Tuesday. Number one, the elections, of course, and we'll talk about that after the primaries. The other Super Tuesday is the aspect of today's show. Joining us later on in the hour, Brian Tracy, maybe the greatest sales training expert in the world. I mean, I know Brian personally. His book is Get Smart: How to Think and Act Like the Most Successful and Highest Paid People in Every Field. Brian will be joining us at the bottom of the hour, and I'm delighted at the top of the hour with another high-quality individual. Sidney Finkelstein is joining us. He is the Stephen Roth Professor of Management at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth College and the director of Tuck's Center for Leadership. He's published 8 prior books, including the Wall Street Journal bestseller, Why Smart Executives Fail. I want to give you the website before I talk about the name of the book. It's superbosses.com. I love websites. I don't have to spell the name of the book. Superbosses: How Exceptional Leaders Master the Flow of Talent. And it's published by Portfolio, Division of Penguin. And how would you like me to address you, sir? Sidney or Professor?
You can do Sidney. You can do Sid. Either
All one. Right. Okay. Sid, it's great to have you on. And interesting title of the book, because I'm not sure that people who think of the structure of businesses related in a hierarchy have any direct reference to the term super bosses. I think of that a lot in crime in the mafia family, but not so much in the corporate world. Explain.
Well, you know, these are bosses that just do exceptional things for people. They help other people get better. And from the point of view of, if you're lucky enough to work for somebody like this, they really are super, because they open the door to all sorts of opportunities.
What are the distinguishing characteristics? You know, we all, I don't believe we're all born with equal talent or anything. We're born with equal rights, but not with equal talent or skills. Some should be commanders of ships, others should be stewards. But with small individual differences between people, what are the differences between a great leader, and within the context of this, I'll have you define leadership, the difference between a top-notch CEO, a leader in business, and a super boss?
Well, of course, they certainly could be overlapping. Super bosses are very, very successful in what they do. Whether it's, you know, a Larry Ellison in IT at Oracle, whether it's a Julian Robertson in hedge funds, whether it's even a Ralph Lauren in fashion. So, you know, there is an overlap there. But what differentiates super bosses from, say, another good boss or a good leader is their incredible track record of developing talent. You know, for example, you do a genealogical study of all of the top managers in an industry. And by genealogical, I mean who they work for. And you kind of track that out, kind of like a tree of talent. And you go and do that, and what you discover is that in virtually every industry, you'll find one person, sometimes two, that are the very top that ended up spawning a generation or multiple generations of talent. And that's really the biggest differentiator of a super boss versus a strong leader.
I'm thinking here, and I know you talk about several examples in your book of super bosses. I'm trying to stay apolitical, which is almost impossible for me to do. But is this a reflection on their ability not only to utilize their own skills, but to transfer skills to others? Or is it also a testimonial to the character and nature of people? Because I know you talk about Hillary Clinton, and I'm not going to get into it, but character is zero with Hillary Clinton. So why does she fall into the realm of a super boss, and how do you make some of these other distinguishing characteristics?
Well, you know, when you talk about character, I found that there were actually different types of super bosses. Some were very supportive and nurturing. Others are kind of more creative, almost like iconoclast. And there's a third category that I call glorious bastards, really tough characters. So, you know, when you talk about personality or style, there are differences across all of those people. When it comes to Hillary, and I mentioned two of our presidential candidates in the book, and the book was published, you know, recently, but the writing was done a long time ago, and Trump is one, and Hillary's the other. And the reason why Hillary is there in any type of, say, positive way is that one of the things that super bosses do is they develop this network, this very powerful network of people that are in their circle that they help create opportunities for, create jobs, sometimes bring them back. And, you know, that's what actually Bill and Hillary have both done together. And they've been criticized a lot for it, but the truth of the matter is, and most business people will say, a network is a very powerful asset. So it's in that regard that she shows up. Doesn't really show up anywhere else, but it's a good illustration, I think, of the power of the network.
Oh, and I don't disagree with you at all, and I don't like to throw other books in here, but Dinesh D'Souza, whom I recently interviewed on his book, talks about the leadership of what is really the equivalent to the mafia, and how I think you can utilize the term super bosses talking about Hillary and Barack Obama. But let me get off the subject of politics before I pass out and ask you about the definition of leadership, because leadership is a characteristic that everyone should have at every level. We don't always have it. But has the definition of leadership, because of the changes in the corporate culture, has that been modified over the years, or is it pretty much the same, Sid?
You know, a lot of people, maybe there's as many definitions of leadership as there are people talking about it and writing books about it. You know, an old-time definition was leaders figure out what direction to go and figure out how to answer the question, why are you doing what you're doing? Why should we do it? Why should we care? And managers are people that are involved with executing on that, actually doing something, not figuring out why you're doing something, but actually doing it. I like a definition of leadership that says leaders are people that actually help create other leaders. And I think that that's a powerful thing because, you know, there's no such thing really when you get right down to it as a one-man or a one-woman show in organizations. We have people like that, but they tend not to do really well in the long run, maybe in the short run, but certainly not in the long run. And the ability to surround yourself with great talent, I think it's hard to argue that's not a great thing to do. And so for me, that's kind of a core element of what a leader should and could do.
So is a super boss, the role of a super boss, different than, and I'm referring to a company as an entity, that's the old question, are there companies, people, companies. Mm-hmm. Is there the distinguishing characteristics between what super bosses should do and what the objective of a company is?
So, you know, they overlap, but I will say this, there are more ways to be successful than just the super boss approach. Super bosses are very successful. I mean, you look at some of the people that, you know, I already mentioned. I know we'll talk about a couple of them.
Yeah, I'd like to have a couple more after the break, but
they're very successful.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Absolutely, they're very successful. But what makes them different from other very successful leaders is again this track record of spawning talent. You just, again, look at all these tremendous, significant players in an industry, and the fact that they all, or many of them, not all, but many of them, come from the same person, work for the same person, is kind of when I saw that, I didn't expect to see it. And then I saw it, and then I kept seeing it, and I realized, boy, there's a real pattern here. And eventually I used the word superboss to describe what that is. So superbosses are successful, but that's not the only path to success. There are other ways to be successful. I happen to think the superboss approach is actually superior, because when you help other people do great things, you actually can have a legacy. And that goes beyond just success in any type of financial sense, but maybe more of a, you know, more of an emotional or a kind of core thing to who we are as people.
Yeah, and I this may be a great example. Bill Belichick, the coach of the New England Patriots, bringing in a little bit of a sports analogy. Well, sports specific into this, how people who depart from Bill Belichick's coaching assume serious and generally productive roles in leadership on other teams. Is he kind of the personification of this in sports?
Yeah, you know, it's a great, it's really a great example, Stu. And my favorite example is Bill Walsh. So we're going back a generation now, right?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Bill Walsh was the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. And it's really interesting. I looked at all
You're referring to the West Coast offense there?
Yes, exactly. And okay. And I looked at all the Super Bowl winners and the team that won, the team that lost, the two best teams each year. I looked at their head coaches and I asked who they work for in their careers. And when I did that, I found that Bill Walsh was far and away the most influential developer of very successful talent in the NFL. And this is really interesting. Second place was actually Bill Parcells. And the reason why, I think, is because Belichick has been in the Super Bowl as a winner or not a winner so many times. Every time that happened, because at some point he was on Bill Parcells' staff before.
Right, yeah, and I'm going to take a break. I'll just say one thing about Bill Parcells. You are what your record is. Great Bill Parcells quote. We're going to come back with more with Sidney Finkelstein, author of Superbosses.
Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of pine tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/16.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hi, I'm Harvey McKay, and author of Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. I can't thank you enough, Stu. The interview, I didn't like it. I loved it. And I love the way you change lives. I love the way you prepare to win, the way you do your homework. I like to surround myself with winners, and really look forward to having dinner with you in Boston very, very soon. Best of luck to you.
All right, we're back, and a little coincidence, Harvey McKay being on, and Brian Tracy will be joining us a little bit later on in the show. Joining us right now, we welcome back Sidney Finkelstein, the Stephen Roth Professor of Management at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth College. I'll certainly endorse what they do up there, although I probably never have the qualifications to get admitted. The name of the book is Super Bosses, How Exceptional Leaders Master the Flow of Talent, and it is published in hardcover by Portfolio. Get yourself a copy of it. Sid, I said that we'd come right back out of the break and have you give a few more examples of outstanding leaders and who really exemplify, personify what you're talking about, and briefly how they've done it.
Yeah, absolutely, Stu. You know, I'll give you a couple of my favorites. So Lorne Michaels from Saturday Night Live. What a show. It's on for decades. So many of the people that have been on that show have gone on to tremendous success in the movie business, the TV business. And Lorne Michaels, not only does he have the eye for talent, not only is he always looking for great talent, but he actually, it sounds funny for a guy in the entertainment industry, but he really is a great developer of talent. As one example, one of the things that he does that's, I think, really important is he creates both collaboration with among people in his staff and performers, really, and writers, and competition. He does both at the same time, and a lot of people think, well, you're either collaborative or you're competitive. He believes both are good, and by that I mean you got to collaborate to get on the show. You create skits. You know, it's not a stand-up comedy show, but the way the show works is you go closer and closer to the end of the week. They have something like 2.5 hours of content, and the show is only 90 minutes. So you need some sharp elbows to get your skit in there to make it into the actual show on Saturday night. So Lorne Michaels has figured out something about, if you really think about it, how to manage teams in a creative kind of different way. So he's a great example. Ralph Lauren in fashion, of course. So many people in that industry have worked for him over the years, and I would say Ralph, what makes him stand out is his inspiration. He's such an inspirational leader. He would tell people on his staff that we set the standard. People follow us. People look at what we're doing. And as a result, we're always going to stay another step ahead. And, you know, if you say a thing like that, Stu, you better believe it. And you can't fake it. And so authenticity is really a big part of it. So those are a couple of kind of really interesting examples.
Good ones. And you mentioned in your first example here about being competitive and collaborating at the same time. I think a negotiation and how people think about negotiation is I win, you lose. It isn't. Both people have to come out of a negotiation with a win. And it's amazing how many people don't understand the basics of that, as well as not understanding. And I'll go right back to super bosses here. Having a competitive advantage in business. And I think if you go around, and you're the expert, because I'm going to ask you to delve into your research, if you ask individuals who are in leadership capacities with institutions or academia, what's your competitive advantage? And right away, that kind of stops them in their tracks, because a lot are so blindsided that they don't look to see if there's anybody else on their tracks. And you know what happens if you don't? If you got something really special, you know you're not going to have it's not going to be a proprietary hold for a long time.
It sounds like you should be teaching my class for me, Stu.
I mean, well, why don't you invite me up, and I will.
Well, you have, it's official now. You have an invitation to come talk in my class. It's absolutely the case. Competitive. Without that, you have to differentiate yourself, right? You got to do something that others can't do, and you have to do it actually, not just in business. I coach a lot of young people who are, you know, MBA students or what have you, and I always tell them, you know, you want to think about what you're better at than many other people. Maybe not everyone, but as many as possible. You have some type of natural skill or instinct or whatever it is, and then look for a career where that type of skill set is actually rewarded, where people care about that. And in some ways, that's kind of the same thing that people in business do. Find out what you're good at, figure out how you can get into that field, keep getting better at it, and recognize that there are always other people. You know, I always say, you know, when you talk about strategy and competitive advantage, there's always another round that's starting. You know, you might think you're ahead, but there's always somebody catching up. And going back to super bosses, they are kind of competitive, ultra competitive players. They love to win. They're always thinking about that, and I think that's another one of their kind of secrets that they pass on and share with their employees that those people then take to be successful in their own careers.
Yeah, we always debates going on, genetically inherited, environmentally produced. Can we convert introverts into extroverts? Can you develop, and I don't know, maybe it's the 10,000 hour adage. I don't know, but can you make super bosses out of extraordinary people? Because I really don't think you can make super bosses out of people who are really below that level. But you're the expert. I'm the learner.
You know, I really do believe that virtually everything that I talk about in the book that I found that super bosses did, that these are teachable, that these are learnable. You know, is everyone in the world capable of that? Well, there's always some variation, but I think it's actually a much bigger group, much larger percentage of the population that has that potential. And I'll give you one example. When you have a team, if you're a boss of even one or two people, or even if you're not a boss but you're part of a team and you have peers, don't you think it's a good idea to think about how to customize what you're doing and how you're interacting, how you're motivating people, customize it to the people around you, as opposed to saying one size fits all? And I find that, and this is getting into a lot of the leadership stuff out there, I know you're familiar with it, leadership styles. People talk about leadership styles all the time, and I think it's a disservice, because when people are told, here's your leadership style, you do this assessment, you then feel like, well, okay, that's my style. Everyone's got to adapt to me, and I'm going to just do what I'm going to do. But what other walk of life is there in business where that's actually a good idea? You know, when we talk about customers, we talk about marketing and sales, and you have to customize to what individuals want, what they need. Why don't we do that when we're managing people? It's kind of like we're in the dark ages in some ways when you think about where we are in terms of day-to-day management. And maybe that's why so many people, they hear the word super boss and they're thinking, no, it's not. I wouldn't use the adjective super to describe my boss. It'd be quite the opposite. That's what the problem is.
You know, it's a learning experience for people who read books. It's also being published myself on a smaller level. It's a learning experience for those who write books. And as we come to the close of our segments here, what did you learn, Sid, from writing this book that perhaps you didn't know prior to it?
Well, you're exactly right. I really learned a lot. And one of the things I learned, I tried to apply what I learned that super bosses were doing to my own life. And I asked myself, so to what extent am I helping create a legacy for other people, and in my case, it would be some people in my team, and especially students, of course. And,
all right, I'm out of time. We're going to have to continue to stay on as we go to a break. It's been a pleasure. Sidney Finkelstein, Super Bosses, How Exceptional Leaders Master the Flow of Talent. Buy the book. You'll learn a lot. Brian Tracy coming up. Stay with us.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Biz Talk Radio. The Dana Show, weekdays 1 to 3 p.m., 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Fox News Channel contributor and political strategist Dick Morris. You know, strategy is the key to success in politics and in business. So if you want to talk about business strategy and learn about it, tune in for Stu Taylor and his show Stu Taylor on Business.
All right, we welcome you. We'll open up, as a matter of fact, with Tim Sanders. As I wish you all a good morning. He's the former Yahoo Chief Solutions Officer and the author of four books, including the New York Times bestseller, Love is the Killer App. I love that title. He's a speaker, lectures widely, and I'm going to give you his website. It's timsanders.com/DS. The name of the book. I know, having been published, the toughest thing is to come up with a great name. Love this. Deal Storming, the Secret Weapon that Can Solve Your Toughest Sales Challenges. And it is published in hardcover by Portfolio. Tim, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Stu.
Well, deal storming. You know, the first reaction is, what is that? And how does it differentiate from the typical language to use in order to connote or interpret how deals are made, how problems are solved? What's the real meaning of deal storming?
So deal storming combines brainstorming's creativity with deal making's very linear process, where you move through those four levels of the sale from contact to contract. And the idea behind it is that when you get stuck in a deal, whether it's a new business, whether it's your account, whether you're fundraising, you've got to solve 100 problems to get to the finish line. And if you build a wide team of a couple of experts inside your company and a bunch of people that have a stake in the outcome, lead them on a process, 7 out of 10 times, you can close a well-qualified deal.
All right. Well spoken. So it's actually, as you say, it's a combination between deal-making and brainstorming.
That is correct.
Does the nature or the slant or the skew on this depend upon the situation, or is there a specific technique that's involved?
Well, I think the idea is either the account executive or the entrepreneur should run the show. And the skill that's involved is their ability to get everybody in the room to reveal what they know, share what they think, and be willing to talk outside of their job. Because I've done 100 of these deal storms, $2 billion of deal flow, and almost every time the best idea comes from somebody outside of the sales function who doesn't know what they don't know. And so the secret is to get them to speak up and then to collect those ideas and build them on each other and set the next best play.
I know this isn't a quantitative or an empirical science, so I'll ask you from a subjective standpoint based upon your own interpretations of results. How much success have you had with this?
So we, like I said, about 70, I think it's 73 times out of 106 times we've closed the business opportunity. We qualify it going in, knowing that there's a good product prospect fit. But to answer your question, Stu, to think about it from a stock picking standpoint, MHI Global does a lot of research on what separates great companies from good companies when it comes to consistent revenue performance and up and down markets. And they studied the world-class organization that you might call it the Jim Collins Great Company. They sell 20% more than their nearest competitor, okay? And when they studied them for 5 years to figure out what they all have in common, the one thing they found is they have a habit in place of conscious collaboration across departments, to win the big deals because it redefines their culture and it gets everybody involved early so they deliver on services better later. And when I look at public companies, I have something called the Sales Collaboration Index, where I take a look at how many joint sales they've made, because it's an indicator of the culture of that company, and they're going to be a lot stronger, especially when markets turn sour, because most of my deal storming works on the back of recession, like dot-com crash, like 2008, 2009.
Tim Sanders joining us. The book is Deal Storming, the Secret Weapon That Can Solve Your Toughest Sales Challenges. You've already answered one of the questions I was about to pose to you and regarding the common thread here. Now, you did interviews to digest and analyze information here with over 200 sales leaders. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you found out that you think is relevant to talk to the listener or people who are involved or own corporations who make decisions that could impact them? I mean, 200 is a nice sampling.
It really is. So here you go. The first thing I would say is that we've got to rethink how we hire sales leaders and salespeople in the age of the complex sale. Because today's quality sale, especially for a B2B or a tech company, it's 100 problems solved. It's not a big idea like Glengarry, Glen Ross, or Bewitched. So we've got to stop hiring the top producer. That has to be not the mentality. We need to look at that in combination with someone who's demonstrated the ability to build teams. And I don't just mean sales teams. I mean initiatives that are company-wide. Great sales leaders in the future, they know how to work with marketing and align resources. They know how to work with finance, legal, operations, engineering, and they make friends long before they have to. And I think we have to rethink as executives how we build our teams and what kind of culture we're trying to build at a company. When you read that a company's got silos, stay away from that stock. That company is going to be in trouble.
Are there any companies you can use, perhaps, as specific examples of those who have utilized your formula?
Absolutely. So in the staffing and hiring space, CareerBuilder, who competes with Monster.com and a few others, has done a very successful job expanding their business from just being a job board to being a software services company by using deal storming that not only included a bunch of people from a bunch of departments inside their company, but they were actually able to recruit their prospects to join their deal storm. Because, Stu, you know how this works. When you're trying to sell something to a company, you got champions inside that account, and they really want to change, and they really want your service. CareerBuilder figured out how to bring them into the mix. Other companies that I've seen do this really well would be Cox Media Group. You know them from Cox Enterprises, very strong radio and advertising sales team. ESPN's use this. I've seen SAP Cloud do a really good job doing it. And one neat thing is that SAP Cloud will invite people to their prestigious President's Club, you know, sales offsite that aren't in sales. They could be in finance, they can be in operations, they could be in analysis, and they're being brought in to recognize them for their contributions and collaboration over the year. Completely changes that culture. Other companies to tick off here, Oracle's very good at doing this. Facebook's been doing a very good job in the last 5 years of doing this. A lot of winners in a lot of spaces have figured out how to work across enemy lines.
It's in terms of the application of the small, medium, large-sized company, individual entrepreneurs, is there a certain segment that you'd either want to emphasize that it works for or exclude from not having it applicable?
Yeah, so if you have a complex sale, let's say you've got a lot of decision makers, there's some technology involved, and there's a high degree of due diligence, you've got to use deal storming. It really doesn't matter if you're big or small, you're going to move through the cycle faster. However, if you're a small business, I've worked with small businesses, say like architectural firms, so you know that's not very big, you've got to learn how to build relationships with your what I call competitors. These might be other architectural and engineering firms that don't directly compete with you in your segment, and they become your collaborative partners. I've seen small businesses use deal storming, and through networking, they can punch way above their weight. And it's absolutely a competitive advantage for them when they're just competing with a 4 to 6 person shop where just the salesperson is thinking in just the sales way, and they're looking for the big idea, which doesn't exist in the world of complex sales.
Certainly not that I'm asking you to endorse any other books out there, but are there any that come to mind that are competitive with this?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think there's some that are very helpful. So the Challenger sale by the Corporate Executive Board is a great read because it'll help you understand how many decision makers you need to sell to and how far along the journey they are already. And they're doing their own research online and how you have to challenge their assumptions to convince them to change. Quickly, Jeb Blount wrote a book called Fanatical Prospecting. And it's really good about how to use this creative sales or innovative sales approach to get in the front door of really, really big, tough to penetrate companies. One final suggestion that I would make is there is a book called Collaboration by Morten Hansen, and it's a great book on how to get companies to become more collaborative. And when you're running meetings, how to move away from what he calls happy talk and really get people to bring the information in from the edges to improve the insights, if you will. Create perfect information for either the CEO or the account executive to pursue that strategic deal.
Tim, are you able to hang around for another segment? Because I need you to get specific about your seven-step deal storming system and how it's been effective. Are you able to do that?
Absolutely. Glad to do it, Stu.
All right. We're coming up on a break here. It'll be just a moment. I want to say we will return with Tim Sanders. The book is Deal Storming, the secret weapon that can solve your toughest sales challenges. The book is published in hardcover by Portfolio, Division of Penguin. And, again, Tim is the author of the New York Times bestseller, Love is the Killer App. So as we go to a break, I'm going to give you a quick question, come up with a quick answer. Whom is the perfect candidate for this book?
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was,
and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Jim Rogers. I'm an international investor. I just did Stu Taylor's show, and he has very good questions and has very good insight.
See if everything is in order here and nothing goes 100% right in the field of technology and communications, but if you buy the book, good segue. If you buy the book Deal Storming, The Secret Weapon That Can Solve Your Toughest Sales Challenges by Tim Sanders, I think that would be a major step forward. Tim, are you with me now?
Not yet, Stu.
Okay. We're still waiting. We're experiencing technical difficulties here. My apologies as we try to hang in, and I will certainly keep you informed. While we're waiting for a connection from Tim, let me mention that joining us on Wednesday for another segment will be Dr. Niaz Ahmed Khan, who has the most amazing business model in order to save the world from recession. The name of the book is How to Reverse World Recession. It's an amazing story that he is trying to get out, and I'm doing my best to assist him. Also joining us will be John Younger. The name of the book is Agile Talent. And as I move along here, Marty Lindstrom will be joining us on Thursday. The book is Small Data, and on Friday, William Seagraves will be here. The name of the book is Be Your Best Boss, and trying to arrange a couple of impact interviews here, but I don't want to give out the information until the arrangements have been finalized. So I'll just say stay tuned. Okay, I don't know where we are here. We're trying to get rejoined here with Tim Sanders, the author of Deal Storming, and I assume he isn't there or he'd respond. You're not with us, are you, Tim?
Not yet.
All right, still not with us. So let me just segue a bit here to, first of all, let me say that I had another terrific speaking engagement in New York on Saturday, and I'm involved. I do these speaking engagements quite frequently. I've stepped up my number of speaking engagements, and if anyone out there is listening
You can go to StuTaylor.com. That's StuTaylor, StuTaylor.com. You just click on Video Archives, and it will you'll get a whole host, more than you can even have time to look at, of various topics that I cover, along with what's available in speaking engagements and testimonials. And I suggest you just spend a few minutes. And if you like what you see, contact me at stu@stutaylor.com. That's stu@stutaylor.com. A wild weekend of politics. Happily, I think it's the end of the Bush era. I'd love to see the end of the Clinton era, the end of the Obama era, although there is talk that Michelle may be running for senator in Illinois. I mean, how can I even respond to that? I can't even find the words to describe the possibility of that. It just shows too much so. And very, very often, and you have to kind of beat the system here. So often it's whom you know. Well, I guess she's got some pretty good contacts, Michelle Obama. And Michelle and Barack conveniently missed the funeral of Scalia. He had other things to do, and the incredible, from my perspective, he's back on?
Yes.
Tim, you with us?
I'm with you.
All right. We have limited time. We had to chew it up otherwise, but I want you, as I look at the clock here, to perhaps give us a synopsis of the seven steps deal storming system that you have employed, and then maybe you could just say, you know, a sentence or two about each one.
Great. Over 15 years, these are the seven steps we've developed. One, qualify the opportunity. Collaboration has a high cost. It takes a lot of time to put together a big team. The bigger the opportunity, the bigger the team. Two, organize the team. The idea here is to recruit everyone who has a stake in the outcome and a few people that have expertise about the problem. Don't ask them to come to a meeting. That sounds awful. Ask them to join a cause, which means your deal has to have a goal bigger than making money, like beating the competition, becoming number one in your space. The third step, and this is the most important one, Stu, is to prepare your team before the first meeting. The success of deal storming comes down to a really smart deal brief, two or three pages, helps you understand who's involved, what's been done, gives everybody a thinking assignment. It goes out at least 2 days before the first meeting. That changes everything because it creates the power of incubation. People walk into the room with ideas. The fourth step is to have meetings. The meetings need to be very tightly organized, and the most important ground rule of the meeting is that ideas can come from anywhere. The first 15 minutes, people should debate what the real problem is that's making this deal be stuck. The fifth stage is to execute, and that's where you take the idea that you come up with the team, you create some type of prototype, even if it's just a flow chart, and you execute the idea as quickly as possible, because in big deals, time is not on your side. The sixth step is to analyze progress. Did you level up to the next phase of the sale? Was the idea a bad idea? Did one of your second ideas look like a better winner? Figure that out and then redo the process. Number seven, you report. You want to tell everybody on the team exactly where the deal is, especially if they're not in sales. This keeps them engaged and motivated to play with you again. Final point here on reporting. If you find an innovation that just changes that deal, test it as quickly as possible against other deals in progress, and if it works, create a two-week deadline to make that the new script, the new sales process, the new way your company does deals. Because the idea here is the only reason to think outside of the box is to make it stronger, and that's why it's so important to close the loop.
Tim, what was the most difficult part of writing this book?
I think the most difficult part was helping the reader understand how to run a meeting, especially a meeting that's got marketing and operations and finance and those type of folks in there that don't operate in the same agenda. Because even though I wrote the book for the sales leader and the CEO, the guts of the book helps the account executive who's ambitious learn how to run a meeting across these fault lines so she can grow up and become a leader in her company too. Because, dude, this is trial by fire when you put together a deal storm to pursue a $500,000 or $5 million deal with people that don't normally operate in sales. If you live through it, you're going to move up every time.
Got about 45 seconds left, perhaps a concluding remark or two.
Yeah, here's the idea. Creativity and innovation are more important than ever to get deals done in this hyper-competitive world we live in. What I've learned through 15 years is that sales genius is a team sport. And real teams...
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.